Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Abi Mori Arafilo B'Meir Yechiel Mechel Areni Kabaras Mishkavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Levracha. We are in Sefer Yirmiyahu and we're up to Perek Vav. And the majority of the Perek contains the warning to the people of Binyamin to leave Yerushalayim to fortify the cities and to reproof for Averos so that the enemies should not attack. And so Yirmiyahu begins, Ha'izu b'nei Binyamin mikera v'Yerushalayim u'bitkoa tiku shofar v'albeis ha'kerem su'maseis kira nishkafa mitzafon v'shever gadol. He says, gather the sons of Binyamin together. He tells them, flee. Let your belongings flee from Yerushalayim. For even Yerushalayim is going to get captured. And make the sound in Tekoa, make the Tekiah, because people have to be ready for war. And why is that? The things that I have destroyed, the beautiful things I have destroyed, Ela Yavo Roam Vedreim Teko Allah O'alim Saviv Ro Ishayado, shepherds and their flocks will come to her, they pitch tents around her, prepare war against her, and let's go up at noontime, because the day has passed, it's time things. The people of Chaldea, of the Chaldeans, the kings have turned around, and they will besiege a city or a number of cities until it's conquered. And each shepherd says, "Prepare for war against Zion." And they said they're going to come when you're most vulnerable. Time chosen is the heat of the noontime. And they're going to come at nighttime, and they're going to say to themselves, "Come, go ahead and attack the people." Right? He says the whole city, whose averos have been visited, everywhere there is oppression in its midst, and as wells let its water flow, so too. Bnei Yisrael, Yerushalayim, has allowed its evil to flow. There's violence everywhere. Hamas Fashod Yishamaba, and it's continually going to be filled with sickness and wounds. And so Yirmiyahu says, Hivasu Yerushalayim pen teka nafshi mimech. Be corrected. So I'm going to, before I turn you into something that's going to be absolutely horrible and something that's going to be. Initially exiled, and then others are going to come back. Return the hand. You're going to be like the gleaning like a vine. And whom should I speak to and have them listen? He says the people aren't going to listen. They can't hear. Here's Devar Hashem, God speaking to them, and they're running away. They can't hear it anymore. They disgrace the word of Hashem. V'eis Hamas Hashem milesi nilesi hachil shvoch al ola b'chutz al shod v'al sod b'achurim yachdav. He says, look, I'm weary to pour the babies in the street, and the people sit all together, an old man with somebody who's got full days, v'nasabu b'atein l'achirim shah. Their houses get turned over to others, and their wives together. Meaning what? There'll be no survivors. Of course, their property be turned over to other people because it won't be mikatlan ba gadlan kula botzea bata. Right, from the smallest to the biggest, they do their terrible averos. They commit robbery, and they all deal falsely. From the even the Nevi'im, there are B'nai Nevi'im who engage in fake stuff, and the Kohanim are turning around and are corruptible, and by Pu Shever Ami, they healed the breach of my people easily. It's easy for Nevi'e Sheker to say, yeah, you'll have peace, and people walk away feeling better. And they say that there'll be peace, but there's no peace, because the enemy keeps coming closer and closer. They're going to fall among the people who get slayed, so says Hashem. So Hashem says, stand on the door by the pass and ask to the corners, Eizeh Derech HaTov, what is the good way? And go and find it and seek it out, as Yirmiyahu says. I'll engage. Vakimosi Aleichem, he says, I have lookouts looking out on you. He's listening to this on the shofar, but you, and I warned you. I told you that there were Nevi'im who were appointed to try to look out for you and the fact that you were coming, but you never came. You couldn't listen, and so therefore he says in Pasuk Yudches, listen, nations, and know, Shimi Aretzina Anochi Mevi Ra Elahamazeh Primach Shavosam. I'm going to bring evil onto the people. That's what they intended. Kial Devari Lo Ikshiva V'Torasi Vayimasuba. They reacted badly. And they embarrassed my Torah. Salama Zeli Levona Mishiva. What do I need? Stuff that come, fancy stuff that's coming from distant places. Hashem says, therefore, I'm going to put Hini Alama Zemechsholim, Hini Nosi Alama Zemechsholim, Makashul Mam Abu Subanam Yachtav. I'm going to put out a stumbling box. Fathers won't warn the sons, sons won't warn the fathers, neighbors and friends won't warn each other, and everyone's going to perish. Everyone's going to die, says Radak. The Al-Shech adds that maybe that's what Hashem's going to give them, the opportunity to stumble upon sins, but they also may stumble on disaster. And Hashem says, even Hine Amba Mi Eretz Safon B'Goy Gadol Yor Me'arkes Eretz, there's going to be a nation coming from the north, and they'll grasp a bow and a spear, and they'll be cruel, and they'll have no compassion, and they're going to go ahead. And we heard his name, and our hands became feeble. And don't go into the field, and on the road don't go, because the enemy has a sword. And so that's the way to go ahead and handle this, is not to hide on the road within the city. Hide in the nooks and the crannies, says the Malbim, right? And there's a lot to fear if you're going to go forward. The city is ready to be broken into. And you should understand. You should just know they are going to be suddenly. There's the plunder is coming, and I made you this, and you should know, and you should. I made you get the opportunity, but you didn't gain from it. The people are perverse. They tell tales. The bellows are heated from the fire. The wicked ones haven't been separated. Kesef nimas karu lahem. You should just understand that they weren't separated from the evil ways. They're like the leftover refuse of silver. And those who know them call them because Hashem rejected them because they didn't want to improve. And this is the rejection warnings of Yirmiyahu to the people. And we'll see how they deal with it when we meet again in Perek Zion tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.